George, 1 to 12, $3.
You love that. You did it last week. Yes. You made it work. Have a great day, everyone. We're back next week.
Penrith Mazda Centre are the BT50 experts. Come and see the newly appointed Mazda Ute Centre at Penrith Mazda with over 50 utes on display. Let the specialists at Penrith Mazda Centre tailor a BT50 to your specific needs. Penrith Mazda Centre, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer, with more than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres. So you're sure to find the Mazda you're looking for. Penrith Mazda Centre, family owned and operated. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4. MD18808.
At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase a selected fridge or washing machine and get it delivered, plus the packaging in the old fridge or washer taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And a very good morning to Simon Harrison with you at a minute after 10. We are about to preview the wildcard meeting at Scone, the last chance for a horse to get through to the country championship final, which will be staged next Saturday at Royal Randwick. Now, we'll have Gary Harley along in just a moment for a form preview at Scone. But in the meantime, we can have a chat to the club CEO, Heath Courtney, about the afternoon. Heath, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you, mate?
Very well, thanks. How's the weather up there?
We've dodged a few bullets overnight, mate, actually, and we only copped 3 mil, and we're just into that slow 7 range, mate, soft 7.
Oh, beautiful. Is there a prospect of a further upgrade as the afternoon unfolds?
Probably not the best drying weather we're experiencing at the moment, mate, but, yeah, we would hope so that, yeah, if we continue to avoid these showers, mate, we might end up in that 6 range.
It was a bit of a last-minute transfer, of course. The meeting was originally set down for Muswellbrook, but across to Scone, but you should get a pretty big turnout this afternoon.
We hope so, mate, yeah. We hope so with the late notice that people, yeah, will travel up the highway or down the highway, depending on where they're coming from. Yeah, we're expecting a good day here this afternoon.
And this would be one of the last. This would be the last meeting. Greg Bennett would have a few horses at Scone, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it is, mate. Yeah, I just wonder if he set this up actually, because we had a going away do for him here last Tuesday, and just thought, wonder if he wanted a bit more attention, mate, and draw another meeting here. But yeah, it will be his last. Yeah, and hopefully his final meet will be down there on April 1st in Sydney.
Okay, and all the best of luck to Greg with his team this afternoon. Thanks very much for the update, Heath, and good luck with the meeting this afternoon.
Thank you very much. All the best.
So, Scone, yes, there it is, a soft 7. We'll have the rail out 3 metres. Gary Harley will find us all of the winners. Gaz, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. This is a very high-class country meeting today. It is an absolute ripper. Not only the big race, but the other races are wide open. A lot of chances, mate, and a terrific program. And like Muswellbrook, it's a shame that the race isn't run there, but there was just too much rain and the track was not going to be right, not going to be ready. So the right thing was done and we're heading to Scone today for a terrific meeting.
Righto, Gaz, we'll run through each race and get your thoughts, yep. And I'll give the updated fixed odds as we go. And at the end, I might get a quaddy off you as well, just to really arm up for the afternoon. The first race gets underway at 1:05. It's the tab.com.au Country Maiden Showcase. It's over 1,300 metres, and the one scratching is Cliff Bashford's runner. Number 9, Bell's Command, has come out. Now, with the tab fixed odds on race 1, number 1, Get the Money, is $71 out from $35. 2, Goss River Fever, is 100-1. 3, In Bengal, 23-26. 4, Silver Art, $13-$15. 5, Dylan Star, $17. 6, Terrigal, 26 out to 34. 7, Hell of a Girl, a little bit of specking, 23 into 19. 8, Pixie Wins, 100-1. 10, Grundalina, $10-$12. 11, Maitre D, $3.10 in from 320. 12, Papa Dumb Princess, 34-41. 13, Penny Dreadful, this one's your favourite, $1.80 into $1.75. And 14, Urella Boy, $41 to $61. So an odds-on favourite here, Gaz, Penny Dreadful.
Yeah, I think the favourite punters will kick off with a winner here, number 13, Penny Dreadful. Cliff Bashford trains up at Taree, and Glyn Schofield is going to ride the filly. She was only just beaten here the other day. She had the race won in the straight, but the winner Majestic Padrill was just a little bit too good and nailed her probably by a head or so in the finish. Prior to that, she was only beaten ahead at Muswellbrook in her two runs back. That was way back in November, however. Look, she's knocking on the door. She's got a good barrier. She's got Schofield. It was a soft track the other day, a similar track to what she's getting today, and she should beat these. 11, Maitre D. As you said, there's been a bit of money for her. Her run was okay the other day. She finished about 2.5 lengths behind Penny Dreadful in the race. So she's got to make up a bit of ground, but she does look second in the race. Number 10, Grundolina. It didn't go too bad at Tamworth the other day. A weaker race than this. And number 4, mate, race, Silver Art. 3rd and 11th.
Okay, Gaz, you're just breaking up there. So 13, 11, and what was so? What was your
13, 11, 10 and 4, mate.
13, 11, 10, 4. Okay, I think we've got that line there now. Race 1. Race number 2 is over 1,000 metres. It's the Dimmicks Quality Meets Maiden Showcase. Scratchings of 11, Citizens Arrest, and then Emergencies 16, 17 and 18. 1, Williamson has been 460 to 550. 2 Tigers Image, 14 to 16. 3 Undercarriage, 31 to 41. 4 Who Called the Cops, 100 to 1. 5 Step Exabar, 7 into 650. 6 Reprimand, $6 into $5. 7 Loves Glory, 34 out to 51. 8 Capella Magnus, the favourite, $5 to 480. 9 Lucky Starlet, 21 to 23. 10 Sojournist, $18. 12 Lady Ibay, 5 to 550. 13 Roy's Command, $10. 14 Merowar, $41. 15 Zanjan at $31. Capella Magna, the $4.80 favourite. Best back, though, Gaz, Reprimand.
Yeah, they're actually stable mates, Capella Magna and Reprimand, trained by Ewan Baker. I like Capella Magna. Won 2 trials at Kembla and at Warwick Farm way back in August, September. Now, it's had 1 trial this time in. It is a first start of this filly, and that was at Randwick. She got way back in the trial in the pack, and, gee, I thought she worked home really good from near last to get beat just about a length in the trial under no pressure at all. Jason Collett never rode her out, and she's going to be very hard to beat here despite the wide alley. 6 Reprimand, the stable mate. Missed the kick the other day and went terrible here, but prior to that, on the bull here, she went really good when just beaten. I think you'll find a different horse today. Greg Ryan, a rider. Number 1, Williamson's got very good speed. Recent trial okay. Wasn't ridden out. Tired a bit in the trial, but wasn't ridden out. Hasn't raced since December when it ran in a race at Hawkesbury. And number 5, Snippet Sabar's got terrific speed. It'll lead the race, I've got no doubt. What's it had? 4 placings from her last 5. 8, 6, 1 and 5.
8615 in the second. The third race is the Scone Equine Hospital Class 2 Showcase over 1500. Scratchings are 7 Image of Love, 10 Kiara Rose, and 11 King Russell. 1 My Millie Moo is 7 to 750. 2 Zijing Chen at $4.80. 3 Whirlwind Ascent, $5.50 to $6. 4 Awake the Stars, $7.50. 5 Dalmatia Prince, $5 to $5.50. 6 Pindara, $4.80 into $4.60. And your favourite, 8 Glitterama, $8, 9 Element of Luck, $11, and 12 How Do You Do, $41. Favourite, and at this point, best backed runner, number 6, Pindara.
Wide open race, Simon. I was number 5, Dalmatia Prince, Todd Howlett's horse. This colt ran second the other day at Muswellbrook. Gee, he fought on well at the straight. He got a bit of a tighten up at the start, but then he got into a good position. Grant Roding, Grant Buckley, he's on him again today. And G chased out in Australia. He's only beaten half a length by Zijin Sheng. He only got beat 2 lengths one day at Canterbury back on New Year's Eve by Adam Eve. He goes all right, this colt, for a race like this. Got a good barrier. As I said, but I'll ride him. I think he'd be hard to beat here. Number 3, Big Chance Whirlwind Ascent. Don't know what went wrong at Tamworth the other day. He was very confident, Mark Schmetzer, and so was I. And the reason was, Simon, it got beat less than a length by Art Damore at all summer long in a country championship preview at Scone prior to that run. And I thought he'll beat these. He was 6 to 4 favourite, $2.50. He's back here on a track where he's raced well before. He'll improve out of sight. He's got barrier one, which is a big advantage. Number six, the third in the race, Pindara, a definite chance, going well. Ran fourth the other day at Hawkesbury. Ran out under pressure in the last bit there. One well came with that. Number two, Baker, one well at Musselbrook the other day. 5-3-6.
Okay, 5-3-6-2, 5-3-6-2. That line is breaking up again, Gaz. Race number four is the All World Services Benchmark 60 Showcase over the 1450. Scratch five chosen prints, seven sculptures and 10 innocent game. With this market, one Captain Scott, 5 to 550, back into 5. Two Zadok the Priest, 950 to 11. Three Exitoso has been 10 to 11. Four Vega, $6 out from 550. Six Mubi, $4.60 to $5. Eight Port Gold Favourite, $4.40 into $4.20. Nine Sachet, $26 to $31. 11 Refuge Bay at $5.50. 12 Suggest a Partner, $34. 13 King Kestrel, $26. 14 The Graft, $31. And 15 Star Darcy at 100 to 1. So the best backed and the favourite is number eight Port Gold. It's into $4.20 as I speak, just back out to $4.40.
This is my best bet of the day, number six, Mubi. She was impressive winning a maiden here at Scone the other day. He come quickly at the finish to win. Greg Ryan rode him, and he's on him again today. And the thing about the race, Simon, is that he ran over the top of a horse called Mullover. He went to Newcastle and bolted in the other day. And I Can Hear Music run third, and it comes to Scone and won. The form's outstanding. I know it's hard going from maiden to win a benchmark 60, but and he's drawn a bit awkward, but he'll get back. But in a race where it was in a meeting very hard to find a best bet because the races are so open, I thought it could be the best bet on the program. Number 11, I had him for second in the race, which is Refuge Bay. David Pfeiffer won very well at Musselbrook the other day. Hit the line well after a good second at Goulburn. Number 4, Vega, going okay without winning for Bjorn Baker. Did win four starts back at Kembla and won easy. And one Captain Scott doesn't mind a soft track. 4-1, mate.
Sorry, Gaz, that just broke up on us there. Those numbers again. Okay, that line's just a bit dicey there. We'll take a break and then have a look at the quaddie legs.
You've got no idea, Jimmy.
Losing all the beers. G'day, Adam McDougall here.
I lost the beer gut.
My husband lost his beer gut.
Our dad lost his beer gut.
Thanks to the Man Shake.
Shake off those extra kilos today at themanshake.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet.
50 months interest-free store-wide, now at Harvey Norman. That's no deposit and no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until May 2021. It's a great time to shop for new season looks in furniture, bedding, home appliances, technology and entertainment. 50 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until May 2021. Minimum finance amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Limited time only at Harvey Norman.
Sports Radio brings you the latest on the championships every day. When Andrew Bensley returns Tuesday morning at 9, he'll have the final fields for the Doncaster, TJ Smith, Australian Derby and Sires. Only on Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
Welcome back. We'll head back to Gary Harley. Gaz, that line just broke up when you were giving us your selections there for race four. What were your numbers again?
Oh, mate, the numbers were 6, 11, 4 and 1.
6, 11,
oh,
4.
I had to leave early. I normally do the preview at home, but I had to leave early because we're on the TV at 12. And I've pulled up at a garage in Singleton where I do it all the time when I've got to leave early. There's okay. Never been a problem before, but just when you don't want anything to happen, these bloody mobiles.
No, it's all right, Gaz. I've got you loud and clear now, actually. So,
mate. Yeah, I've moved. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they work well when you throw them out the window.
exactly.
Let's have a look at this quaddy, Gaz. Race number five is the Vinery Stud Sprint. It's a benchmark 65 over 1,000. And the scratching here is number seven, Sweet Missile, with the latest fixed odds on the first leg of the quaddy. 1-0 cash has been 9 to 10. 2 grammar school, 10 into 9.50. 3 difficult to get, 2.30 into 2.25. 4 Hesco Gold, 6.50 to 7.50. 5 Valacia, $26. Good money for 6 hour Meteor, open 7, got into $5 and now $4.80. 8 Keeper Coming, 41 out to 51. 9 Zeroya, 10. 10 Sapients, 8 to 8.50. 11 Mambo Fever, $81. And 12 Andaguppy at $81. Difficult to get the favourite at 225, but there has been support for our Meteor.
I like Greg Bennett's our Meteor. As you said, she's been well backed. I know Greg's pretty keen on her. Mate, she carries those famous colours, the Golden Slipper winner and Yankee Rose, the Derby Syndicate. God, there's a number of owners in this horse, probably a dozen. But her run the other day at Scone after a month freshen up was a beauty. She run third beyond the Wasp, who goes really good in a 900-metre race, up to 1,000 a day will suit her better. Long run home suits her. Difficult to get run second in the race, the short price favourite here. This one run third. I think she can turn the tables today. Rachel Murray, the rider, number 6 on top. Number 3, difficult to get, a big danger. Going terrific at the moment. Good third at Wyong before it had a 3-month spell and then run second here the other day. The run was full of merit. Looked the winner at the 200, but couldn't hold off Chris Lees' horse, the Wasp. Number 4, Hesco Gold. Don't underestimate this mare from Taree. She goes well. Chloe Baker, the claim 2. And number 9, best of the others in the race here, Simon, which is Zeroya. Saves her best for Scone, and if she won, it wouldn't surprise me. 6, 3, 4, and 9.
6, 3, 4, 9 in race 5. Race number 6, the Balmoral Showcase, over 1,300. Scratchings are 2 in a wink and 5 Princess Posh. Market for race 6-1, it's a Shemozzle, 420 to 480. 3 Specific Choice, 370 to 380. 4 Mr. Entertainer, $13. 6 So You Know, 420 into $4. 7 Mystery Flight, 11. 8 Surf and Safari, 750 to 7. 9 Magic Dallas, 650 into 6. 10 Fort Sumter, $15. 11 Hour of Peril at $51. Specific Choice, your favourite here, Gaz, at $3.80.
It'll be hard to beat, but I'm with number 1, it's a Shemozzle. He's claimed on Mary Moses at Scone. He's first up today. He's got a terrific first up record, 5 preps for 2 wins at 2 placings. I thought he trialled very nicely the other day. I was at the track, it was after the last, and Careless Choice, the 3rd favourite for the country championship final at Randwick, won the trial. He had plenty of hand too, Careless Choice, don't worry about this. But so did this horse. A very nice trial for this race. He's raced and beaten better horses than this. It's a Shemozzle, and I think he'd be very hard to beat here first up. Specific Choice, trial good at Tamworth the other day behind Art the Moor, the stablemate. Thought the trial was okay. He was the last start winner at Tamworth back in October. He goes pretty good. He'll be hard to beat in the race, no doubt about that, for young Cody Morgan. This could be a big day for Code too with the championship where he's got a chance in that. Number 6, Simon, Do You Know, racing well, Tamworth, run third in the Walker Cup after winning at Tamworth, and number 9, best of the others in this race, which is Magic Dallas. 1, 3, 6, and 9, pretty good race.
1, 3, 6, 9, race 6, which brings us to the feature race. Race 7 is the country championship wildcard. 1,300 the distance, and the scratchings are emergencies 15 through 18. We'll look at the market here. 1 Mapmaker, $18. 2 After All That, $14. 3 Art de Moore has been $6.50 into $5. 4 Coming in Hot, $34. 5 Ever So Natural, $5 into $4.80. 6 Asabi, $17. 7 Strictly Concert, $51. 8 All Summer Long, $4.20 and favourite. 9 Polaren, $17. 10 Alliterate, $12. 11 Art and Ollie at $21. 12 Indiana, $14. 13 Jar of Hearts, $10. 14 Southern Flight at $14 out from 12. So Greg Bennett with the favourite here All Summer Long. It's did touch 4. In fact, it got into 390, but now it's back to 420.
I thought he was the one to beat, Simon, but, there's a lot of chances in this race. His run was a ripper at Scone when he ran third in the country championship qualifier last start 3 weeks ago. He just failed to make the final. That's why he's got a backup today. Careless Choice won the race. Greg Ryan said to me after the race, he said if he had drawn a barrier, he said, I think he would have won. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. He drew wide and Greg had to take him back. That was the only way to ride him. Pulling to the outside in the straight, he made up a ton of ground. He loves this track here at Scone. Don't worry about that. Just loves it. And he runs second here, just beaten the start before with 62. He's only got 56 today. And with the emergencies not running, he'll come into barrier seven. Might race a bit closer. He loves a soft track. I think he can win the race, but it's a tough one. Number three, Art Damore. Now, his chances have improved. He couldn't have won if it was at Muswellbrook because the track would have been heavy. Cody's always said he don't like a heavy track. But with the track improving to a soft seven, and you never know, it may even get to a six, he's got a very good chance. He failed on the heavy track. When I say failed, he only run 10th, but he only got beat 2.5 lengths. By Careless Choice on the heavy track at Scone in the championship last start. He won at Scone prior to that in the preview. But the better track today brings him right into the race. He'll run a hell of a race. He's a pretty smart horse. Two after all that at double figure odds for Rod Northam and Robert Thompson. Terrific run in the qualifier. He flew to the line to get beat or half a neck by Careless Choice. Paul King rode him that day. Robert's riding him today. You've got to give him a hope. Number six in the race, which is Sassaby, I hope. Yes.
Yep.
Its run was a ripper too. There was that many good runs in that race. It flew home too to get beat just over half a length, just inside after all that as they went over the line. I know Greg thinks he'll run well. They're the four, but you're leaving out Ever So Natural, who goes really good. Glenn Schofield coming to ride it again. In a horse at big odds, Pellerin, and no luck in the first 600 of the race the other day at Tamworth. I know he's drawn the car park in 18. He's a nice horse, stablemate of Art Damore. And, you know, he's a first four or first five chance in the race too with any luck from that terrible barrier. Great race, 8-3, 2-6 for me.
8-3, 2-6, and of course Sean Cosgrove and one of our old producers, Ash Payne, part owners of In Vienna. How do you think she'll go?
Her chances have been enhanced by the meeting being transferred to Scone. She hates a heavy track. She's not that great on a soft, but she's a lot better than she is on a heavy track. And that brought about the chance she had in the Scone qualifier when the rain came, and it ended up being a bog or a heavy eight. But she's a chance. I should have mentioned her when I went through them. With the track improving, she's a dead set chance in the race, mate. She's got a bit of quality. She goes to Chris Lees after the championship when Greg moves to Queensland. And she'll run okay, providing the track like we don't get any rain.
And Rachel King's been riding really well.
Oh, Rachel's a terrific rider. Lovely young lady too, the English girl. Terrific rider. She... What'd she ride? Only one, I think, yesterday at Newcastle. She only had about three rides. She said to me she was staying overnight in Newcastle and coming up today for five, six or seven rides. But she's been terrific since she came from England. She's based with Gay, apprenticed to Gay and Adrian. And she's ridden over 100 winners, I think, since she's been in Australia. It's been a terrific effort because, Simon, she couldn't ride for 6 months or more because of the visa problem. After she was riding here, so, that restricted her. Otherwise, she would have ridden a lot more winners. And when you've got Gay putting her on, you've got Greg Bennett, you've got Paul Perry, people like that, she's a very, very good rider.
Well, if In Vienna can win this afternoon, I'm sure Cosy will be straight on to flightcentre.com getting his ticket for Sydney next week, that's for sure.
Well, I'll tell you what, if In Vienna wins, my phone gets turned off for 48 hours because he'll be on the phone in a flash.
Exactly. Well, good luck to the guys anyway with In Vienna. That's the feature race this afternoon. That race coming up at 4:45. And Gary, race eight, the last, is the JT's Realty Class 1 over 1,300. Scratchings are 1 Blue 22, 3 Argentina, 10 Red Quirina, 13, I'm Serious, 14, Sardika, and the emergency is out there, number 15, Magadez. The second emergency gets a start there. Now, with the market, with the fixed odds on the last, Gary, two Nickerbells been 7 into 650, four Elusive Stars, 650 into 550, five Cleve Hill, $4 and favourite, six Crafty Tycoon, 9 into 850, seven Hunter Caulfield, 17, eight Scheduled, 6 into 480, nine Jack's Image, $19, 11 Silent Image, 13, 12 Majestic Padrilled, 750 into 7, 16 Exit, only 21, and 18 Cream of Oz at $26. There is another scratching there, I missed that. Number 17, Broback, so the third emergency out as well. $4 for Cleve Hill, the ones they've spec, Gary. Two Nickerbell, four Elusive Star, and the other one was eight Schedule.
Yeah, at least three of them have got a good chance. Look, this is as wide open as her heads. I'm with Cleve Hill. She deserves a breakthrough. She's had 4 seconds and a third in the last five. She ran second to War Hero, who went terrific here the other day at Stone on that heavy track last start. Barrier two, Robert Thompson, Fallon Denham, they're a great combination. I think she can win today. Second, all three starts this time in. She'll be in the box seat. Hard to beat. Now, number eight, Schedule goes very good. Trained out at Mudgee. Schedule run second at Mudgee last start back before Christmas. He won at Orange before that. Simon, he went to Rose Hill for a quiet trial the other day. Finished down the track. I wouldn't take much notice of that. Chad Weaver's going to ride him from the good barrier. He'll be hard to beat. Number 12, Majestic Padrill. Gee, at One Willie the other day. I think it's got a bit of a future, this filly. She's got a chance of the race. And number two, Nickerbell. If he found his best form, he'd shake the life out of this. Paul King's back on him today. He hasn't ridden him in his last three, but he rode him when he won his only race at Wyong in September. If he finds his form, he'll run a big race. Talking about Sky People, Elusive Star number four, Simon, is part owned by Dave Carlson. And also Mark Levy from Radio 2GB in Sydney. Doesn't go too bad either. Not without a chance. A very open race. 5, 8, 12, and 2, mate. The best bet is in race four, number six, at about $5. Movie.
Oh, okay. Movie's best for the day. Well, Dave's horses are going well at the moment. He had the third placed runner in the Mornington Cup yesterday. Settler Stone. Part owner of that.
Who was that, mate?
Dave Carlson. He's a part owner of Settler Stone.
Yeah.
Ran third of the Mornington Cup.
He's got horses, he's got dogs, he's in everything.
Righto, Gaz, before we hang it up, what are your quaddy thoughts this afternoon?
Mate, what I've done, I've already had a quaddy. I've taken all four of my tips in each leg because I think it's such a tough race. Tough meeting. Race 5, 6349. Race 6, 1369. Race 7, 8326. Race 8, 5, 8, 12, and 2. And in race 7, if I could have afforded, I would have thrown another 3 in the qualifier. But 8, 3, 2, and 6, I'll stick with that. But horses like In Vienna, Ever So Natural, Pellerin, you know, if you want to take a percentage, you could throw more in because that race, there's so many horses that could win race 7, Simon.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching the feature at 4:45 this afternoon. Thanks very much for your help, Gaz. We'll catch you from Thoroughbred Central and the Mounting Yard prior to each race throughout the day.
Good on you, mate, and good luck to the punters.
Gary Harley there. Now, just having a look at the country championship final for next Saturday. Perfect Air's the $4 favourite. Pumpkin Pie at $5. Careless Choice, $8. Cogliere, $11. And Then All Summer Long at $15. We'll take a break and then Fred Hastings with this morning's edition of Pacing Rewind.
Great staff are always the most important element of business. Nova Employment is a free disability employment service that takes the time to find you the right candidate.
Hi, I'm Chris from Perfect Pet Products. Nova Employment has provided us with four members of our team. The guys are hardworking, reliable and always eager to learn. Hayden, our newest member of our team, his hard work has made him an asset to the business.
So if your business could benefit from great staff with ability, join the over 15,000 Sydney businesses who have made the switch. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase a selected fridge or washing machine and get it delivered, plus the packaging in the old fridge or washer taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
Jamie Rogers and Greg Radley here. Want another reason to tune in to Sky Thoroughbred Central Central every Saturday for your chance to win the ultimate race day experience for you and five friends.
Spend day two of the championships in the fully catered Chairman's Lounge.